The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Coming to you live from the Bunkerized Studio, located somewhere within the great granite state of New Hampshire, where the state motto is still live free or die. It is not big government or bust. Yes, here it is, Wednesday, hump day, August number one in the year of our Lord 2018. Yes, we begin August. It is a rather cloudy morning here this morning. Now, maybe because it's cloudy, maybe because I complained that yesterday it wasn't a bright sunny morning, it was just a sunny morning. But I thought I fully explained to Mother Nature what that was, what I meant by that. But in any case, this morning, she has chosen to punish, or as they say down south or in certain communities, punish us up here in the northern climes. And I guess we could be expecting some thunder showers. We've had a lot of thunderstorms this year blow through. Now, I don't know if it's more than normal. I don't normally keep track of that kind of stuff, but who knows? If we only get 10 thunderstorms a year, if 10 is the norm, the wonderful environmentalist wacko conspiracy hoaxers out there on global warming and climate change would say if we got 11 that it's above normal. It's global warming. By the way, has anybody noticed in the news about climate change and global? It's back to global warming, folks. I have seen a number of reports talking about the so-called climate change, where they use the term again, global warming. I guess Spain is going through a heat wave. I guess the country of Spain is going through a heat wave. They first reported Madrid hit 118 degrees, but then they had to back off of that because saw a report the heat island effect, and where they have some of the measuring devices skewed the result. So they backed off a little bit, but when they were reporting that there's a heat wave going on, and as if Spain never gets heat waves, when they reported on the heat wave that is now gripping Spain, they used the term global warming, not climate change, but global warming. I guess it depends on the time of year. In the winter, it could be, they won't say global cooling because that just, that counter affects global warming. So they'll probably go back to, unless it's a warm winter, if the temperatures are, quote-unquote, above normal, then they'll probably say global warming in the middle of January. But I bet, how much you want to bet it goes back to, they say, man-made climate change when winter hits and things start getting cold and we hit record lows? Oh, yeah, that's gonna be man-made climate change then. And evidently, I was just seeing this morning, there is a fake picture and video going on that went viral about a polar bear. Evidently, some photographer et foisted a fable on people. By following, a polar bear that was dying, and And she admits later after the thing goes viral that it was fake news, basically. And of course, a bunch of people in the know say, well, we don't know why the polar bear died. Could it be possibly just old age? You know, polar bears do die. You know, they do die of natural causes. That has nothing to do with climate change at all. It didn't look like the thing had a heat stroke, so I don't think that was it. But this is amazing. After posting the picture or video and claiming that, you know, climate change is killing the polar bear, all the wonderful little, you know, conspiracy theorists, and that's what this climate change thing really is conspiracy to defraud the world population, especially the United States. After presenting this, all the wonderful people that colluded in this conspiracy went out and shared this video. It went viral. And then she says, why would you feel sorry for perpetrating such a fraud on people after you did it? I don't believe you're sorry at all. It is having the effect that they intended. Even if it's a complete lie, it's having the intended effect. And I find it amazing that now watch. You're going to get people, you're going to get stupid, airheaded millennials and leftists left and right on social media continually talk about how this polar bear died due to man's activity. They're going to make memes of it. And we here who are sensible and use our brains, and there are some people who are close to the center. They call them moderate Democrats now. From the moderate Democrat all the way over to the farthest right, we're going to have to sit by for the next millennia looking at memes from this, looking at this video being shared, and having to remind people. Well, of course, you probably won't be reminding them. You'll probably be telling them for the very first time, and they won't believe you that the video is fake, that the photographer lied, and she admitted it. And they won't believe you. And they will continue to spread such crap. And it doesn't just happen with the left, folks. It's the stuff like this comes from the right too. I mean, we are a year and a half away from dispatching and disposing of Barack Hussein Obama from the White House. Well, I guess we didn't dispatch him. The Constitution did. We didn't. And I'm still looking at and shaking my head and sometimes jumping into the fray to argue against the nonsense that Michelle Obama is Michael Obama. I mean, there are people that actually believe that those two girls don't look like them, don't look like Michelle or Obama or Barack. Like, are you kidding me? It's not that I want them to, but they're a spitting image of both of them. I always get them mixed up. Malia's the older one, right? See, I don't care about the president's kids. Not in the way that you may think when I just said that. I don't believe that it doesn't matter who they are, that the children of the president should be targets for anything. They have no decision of being in the spotlight at all. Malia's now, she's 19, 20 something. She's an adult. So you can take her to task for what she does as an adult. But until that particular point in time, you leave the kids alone. So I don't care. In that sense, I don't care about them. Just like I don't care about Barron. I don't care about Barron Trump. In the sense that he's a kid. What is he, 12 now? Well, Donald, going to have another teenager on your hand pretty soon. But he has no bearing on what his father does. You just leave him alone. You don't need to talk about him. You don't need to do anything. I mean, just leave them alone. I don't, in that respect, I don't care about the kids. And I know some people are going to misconstrued my words. See, Rod, that conservative, he don't care about kids at all. And you know that's not what I said. Going to be taken out of context. I know. I get it. But I'm not going to say things. I'm not going to filter my words on this program via a filter of being taken out of context. Because people, if they want to, they'll take anything I say out of context. It doesn't matter. They'll take anything you say out of context. Just the way it is. And you can be as thoughtful and as erudite as you want. And people are still going to take you out of context. Because they want to. And they know it. They know exactly. The problem with taking people out of context is that those who do it, most of the time, they know exactly what they're doing. They know what you said and they know what you meant. And yet they twist it into something that it and make it mean something that you never intended. Happens all the time. You can't stop it. You can't change it. How many times have I said this on this program? People are evil. No, people are just generally good. No, frankly, we're not. We're not. Sure, a lot of evil that human beings do to one another, some of it, well, not a lot. Some of it is taught. That is true. Some of it is just natural and innate. Speaking of kids, look at little children. What do you have to teach a child to do? With most children, you have to teach them to share, do you not? Because the natural inclination of a human being is to be what? Selfish. That's the truth. You have to teach your little child, your little toddler, to share. Because their natural inclination is mine. So don't tell me that humans are naturally good. We're not. It's not the way we're born. By the way, I think the Bible tells us that. You know, man is born a sinner. So, I mean, that means that we're not born innately good. And look around the world. I mean, do you think do you think Hitler was taught to be that bad? I don't think so. I mean, there's a lot of learned behavior that humans have and live with their whole life. But I don't think that's one of the things we learn. We may learn how to commit evil, but I don't believe that we learn to be that evil. You just are. I know. What you can just say, well, you're just born that way. Well, I mean, just as there are people who are born to be brilliant and have high IQs, well, just because you have a high IQ doesn't mean you're actually smart. But let's just say it for the sake of shits and giggles here. There are people that are born smarter than other people. Natural inclination of being able to use a bigger percentage of the brain over other human beings. Some people are just born that way. Some people do actually learn how to be brilliant. Not because they get a bunch of PhDs, but because they learn. Now, they may not even know consciously that they're doing it, but they learn how to use their brain. A bigger percentage of their brain over other humans. There's a lot of stuff that's innate that we're born with. There's a lot of stuff that we learn. Either we're taught by outside forces or we teach ourselves via inside forces. Now, if you're Hitler, you're born that way. And then you teach yourself to be to be able to carry out your evil thoughts. Now, I think for the most part, you know, Adolf Hitler of Nazi Germany was not taught how to be that evil. It was a natural inclination. With that said, it also means that there's also a natural inclination for people to be doofuses. There's a natural inclination for people being airheads. And we got a big airhead now that's running for Congress in New York's 14th district by the name of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And evidently there's somebody out in California that's close to her age that wants to be the West Coast version of her. Of course, New York, California. But you know, it's not if you just look at her alone. Now look, I went to high school with a couple of airheads. And no, they weren't all girls. The two biggest airheads that I remember, one was a boy, one was a girl. Not kidding. I mean, they weren't mean people. They weren't stupid people. They just failed to pay attention and think. They were airheads. And this is the same with Ocasio-Cortez. She just fails to stop and think before she opens her mouth. I mean, here's a woman that was espousing, oh, yes, you know, well, we increased our military budget. How to pay for all this free stuff? Well, we increased our military budget by $750 billion. Hey, no, you twit. That's the current budget. The current budget is about $750 billion. Yeah, I may hit the numbers off a little bit, but it's around there. But she may not be wrong. She may not be wrong. In her eyes, she may be completely right. Why? Because there are a lot of Democrats, there are a lot of leftists that believe that the military budget in this country should be zero. So if the budget should be zero and the military gets $750 billion, well, it is a $750 billion increase over their baseline budget for the military. So the reality is she may not be completely wrong. Not to the rest of us, we just look at her and say, you're just a complete dolt. And we would not be wrong in that assessment. But we sometimes have to get you have to walk a mile in somebody else's shoes. I know it's a scary thing, but sometimes you have to jump in the head of these people just to try to figure them out. And she may not be wrong. She may believe in her own eyes, in her own personal little, you know, wrapped up worldview, that our military doesn't need any money. Yeah, I mean, well, military should be free, right? Now, personally, I believe, she should be right on the other side. We should increase our military spending by $750 billion over the current $750 billion. I believe that our military personnel look, if we've got body armor, whatever kind of body armor we currently have, every soldier should have it. Should have the latest and greatest version of it. Doesn't matter what it is. If it works, they should have it. They should have every piece of equipment, I don't care how expensive that piece of equipment is, that will help them do their job. That piece of equipment could be the latest, greatest, best rifle or grenade launcher or visual aids or hearing aids. Yeah, we've got all of this wonderful technology, and we don't seem to want to give it to our soldiers. Why? Give them what they need so they can do their job and come home safe and sound and whole. That's the whole point. So if it takes another $750 billion to do that, I'm all for spending it. Hell, we spend money like you would not believe on crazy, stupid stuff anyway. So stop spending crazy, stupid money on crazy, stupid stuff and put it where it actually is needed to be. You know, I don't know the actual number, and there's somebody in the deep, dark halls of Washington, D.C. that probably knows this number, but I've seen numbers range anywhere from, we spend $100 billion or $230 billion on illegal immigrants. Well, you know what? How about we take $25 billion of that, of the spending that we spend on supporting illegal immigrants, stop spending it on illegal immigrants. Take 20 or 25 billion of that, put it towards building the wall and increasing our border security. and take the remainder and do one of two things. Either return it to the American taxpayer in the form of a refund, rebate, or tax cut. I like the tax cut idea. I don't want to wait around for government to mail me a check. Or you put it into our military budget. Either way, we win. Either way, we win. Anyway, got a lot to cover this morning. Of course, coming up at the 10 o'clock hour, we've got the wonderful Agent 0010. We'll grace the airwaves with me once again as we bring you the Intel report. We've got a busy morning today. Got a very busy morning. I do have an announcement. I was sitting with someone yesterday, and we were discussing this program. It's a gentleman that gives me a little bit of advice and helps me a little bit with the website and stuff. And we decided that it is possible and plausible to turn the show into a multi-streaming program. Yes, for some of you that have been asking, it means video. Now, we haven't figured out exactly how to do it yet because we don't want it. We want it to be shared on various multimedia platforms. There's software out there that can do it. Some of it's pretty expensive. Some of it's not. But there's also the without having to use those platforms to have it on the website, rideicles.net. So that's a whole different ballgame. And trying to coordinate it with the audio part and things like that, it's easier said than done. I know people say, well, there's software that does it. No, there's software that does specific things, and sometimes they don't talk to each other, and sometimes they don't integrate well. It's better to have a certain kind of, like some video works better in Flash. Well, if your website isn't really and your code isn't built to support Flash, there's going to be a problem. Now, a lot of people don't like Flash websites because you always have to have the latest, greatest version of Flash, and people don't often take the time to download the latest, greatest version of. Whenever I go to a website and there's video and I want to see the video and it says please install the latest version of Flash, I leave. I leave the site. I don't see it. Because a lot of people don't like it. I don't particularly like it. It may be good. It may be fast. It may work well. But it takes up a lot of space. And it seems like every time you go to a Flash site, you've got to update something. And so that was ruled out. But that takes a number of things off the table. So we've got to try to figure out and develop how how much this is going to cost to do this, because that means now I got to buy cameras and lighting and all that kind of stuff too. So when that is going to happen, I hope and do believe it'll be before the end of 2018. I can't promise you it's going to be in September, next month, September. Unbelievable, we're getting there, folks. Almost September. How time flies when you're having so much damn fun. MAGA.
You're listening to The Rod Eccles Show, the coolest, most politically incorrect, conservative black man on the planet.
Hi, Gordon. What you been up to?
Big thanks, Fred. I'm a full-time student at bartending college.
Wow! I never had time for a formal education.
Well, I decided to make time, but it's not easy. Bartending college is a 4-week course.
Gee, how far along are you?
Well, let's see. This is Tuesday, the third week. Hey, I'm a junior, and I'm late for a daiquiri lecture. Why don't you join me?
Why not?
Bartending college.
You've already spent enough time on the other side of the bar to qualify for enrollment.
Bartending college.
We'll teach you everything you need to know. You'll get a starter set of bartender's jokes like...
So I says to the guy, you can stay, but the cow's gotta go.
Bartending college.
You'll learn how to roll drunks, water the liquor, and skim the cash register. And remember, as the bartender, you drink for free. Last call for integrity.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Here at Side, we want to revolutionize the taste, texture, and look of your everyday laundry detergent snack. We've mixed three different definitely non-toxic chemicals together in one package of dumb American, well, food. The chemicals work together to give your taste buds a deep cleaning of pure refreshment and whatever else this piece of shit tastes like. You know, I would prefer some pizza rolls, but I guess everyone else in America is eating these. Just listen to this lady we're about to cut to.
Do you try to make an after-school snack for your kids every day, but you just suck at cooking, or you're broke so you can't buy food? Well, there's a cheap alternative.
Fun fact, Tide Pods prevent cancer.
And once you're done eating that garbage, you just close the lid and put it back in the shelf, even though you're going to take it down again in 0.27 seconds because they're so good.
Tide Pods. I'm loving it.
Manafort trial is kicking off.
Yes, indeed, it is kicking off, and there are people that are now saying, that are supposed to be in the know, that are saying, forget the C word of collusion. That is evidently, that is not supposed to be uttered as far as it is concerned with Trump, Donald Trump Sr. No. There's a new buzzword going on. Collusion may be out the door. And remember, folks, Rudy Giuliani was out there, and he said it a number of times. And again, he said it recently that, you know, collusion really, as it is defined, is not illegal. And I think the Mueller team has finally realized that. And so now they're doing something or going after something different. And this is according to Bloomberg. You're going to forget about the C word collusion. Start thinking the C word conspiracy. Now, folks, understand this switch in word and terminology is very, very important. Because let's just say collusion is illegal. There is no evidence of collusion at all on the Trump side. However, you toss in the word conspiracy, now you can start getting people that you could not have gotten on collusion. And who is the target? Make no mistake about it, the target is going to be two of the people closest to Donald J. Trump Sr. That is his eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. And this is all surrounding this whole issue about supposedly somebody trying to establish a meeting between the Russians and the Trump campaign at Trump Tower in New York City. Conspiracy to commit or perpetrate a fraud on the United States. Now, what is that fraud? Oh, vote tampering. That's the conspiracy. The problem that the wonderful giddy left doesn't seem to remember is that we already know that where the collusion really happened. And all this stuff was unearthed because they were trying to get Donald Trump. And the deeper they got, the more people on the left got embroiled in this whole collusion crap that's from the left. I mean, we already knew about Hillary Clinton, and then we got the, you know, Wasserman Schultz, and then there was Comey, and then there was the Page Strick thing, and the Rosenstein, and so many others. Now, folks, the reality is that all this collusion with all these actors working together in some form or fashion, that does rise to the level of a conspiracy, of the legal definition of conspiracy. Now, if Mueller wants to go in the direction of conspiracy, and they keep unearthing this evidence from people on the left, there is no possible way he is going to be able to be construed as being on top of things and being fair and balanced when the conspiracy is revealed that it comes from people on the left. And if he does nothing about it, yes, folks, Mueller himself can be embroiled in his own conspiracy collusion investigation, because it takes a conspiracy to keep from prosecuting those people where the evidence is ever mounting that they're the ones that committed a crime. It's getting a little, they're getting crazy because it is coming down to the wire. Mueller has nothing. He has nothing. He knows he has nothing. But he cannot shut down the investigation at least before the midterm elections. Now, if there is nothing, and all they have is people that have committed so-called crimes like Paul Manafort way before the Trump campaign even thought about kicking off, which is why he's dumping a lot of these cases on the New York, in the New York City. He has nothing. He is desperate to talk to the president. He is desperate to get somebody flipped. And people are Manafort's going to flip now, so he'll make up something so he doesn't have to sit the rest of his life in jail for tax evasion. As a side note, do people realize how they're reporting on this Manafort case? They're acting like the guy perpetrated a fraud, you know, like a Ponzi scheme, financial. He didn't do that. He's accused of not reporting income and paying income taxes on it. But they're making it sound, oh, he lived high on the hog. Wait. So because you're accusing this guy of not paying his taxes, that's the reason why he was able to live high on the hog? So in other words, you're admitting that you were willing to, not just him, but you overtax people. You tax people to the point of severe punishment. Because if you're saying that Manafort was only able to have this $15,000 ostrich feather coat, and that's one of the things that's bringing up. They're going to bring up in the trial. Well, look, he had this $15,000, you know, the ostrich feather coat. Really? So you're saying if he paid his taxes the way the left had the tax structure, the way the taxes were structured back at that particular point, he's being accused of this, he wouldn't have been able to afford it? I mean, stop and think about that, folks. They are going to bring, and they're trying to bring about, and looking into Manafort's lifestyle. As if he were the perpetrator of a Ponzi scheme or financial fraud, like so many people pulled during the hedge fund thing. It's not what he did. According to the indictment, according to what's going on in the trial or what's going to be in the trial, and according to what he's on trial for, he failed to report income. He failed to pay proper taxes on that income. Tax evasion, basically. That's not ripping people off. That's not taking their life savings. The man actually did the work, and he was actually paid for real work that he did. And therefore, if he was well paid for his work, why shouldn't he be allowed, if he can afford to, buy a $15,000 ostrich feather coat? But this is what they're trying to portray. So now, if you're just rich, and you don't pay your quote unquote fair share in taxes, now you're the equivalent of some sort of Ponzi scheme runner. You bought all this wonderful stuff with ill-gotten gains. People got ripped off. You stole money from people. That's not what happened if you fail to pay your quote unquote proper amount in taxes. Oh, sure, you know, the government doesn't get the money that they should have gotten, or they think they should have gotten. But does that mean that some poor child somewhere doesn't get, their parents don't get their SNAP card that month? No, not at all. Nobody was hurt. Nobody was defrauded. Rod, the people were defrauded because he didn't pay his tax. No, the people are defrauded every single day because of the tax code. And it's not that, generally speaking, it is usually not the American citizen who's defrauding the government. It's the government defrauding the American people with this tax code. I mean, the tax code is so bad. It is so heavy-handed. And it is so unfair. Well, that's right. Rich people should pay more. That's why it's unfair. No, it's unfair because even if you have a current, fully employed IRS agent do your taxes for you and they make a mistake, The government says you are responsible. Well, the IRS gave me the answers. Not our problem. So look, if the government doesn't fully understand the tax code, how the hell is the American people supposed to understand it? And trust me, in this case, they're using a lot of, shall we say, gray area tax codes to nail Manafort. Because they don't fully understand the tax code. Congress doesn't fully understand the tax code. And trust me, folks, this was done by design. They could make all of this crap go away in a heartbeat simply by scrapping the current code and putting in a simplistic, fair, and just tax code and system. But every single time these wonderful people, including Republicans, talk about tax reform, nobody talks about seriously scrapping the whole thing and just making it simpler. Oh, well, there's a few throw-offs. You know, you had Steve Forbes a while back with the flat tax, and you have a few people who still believe in the flat tax or the so-called fair tax, which I think is fraught with problems. You want to talk about complicated. Now, that's going to be a complicated system, too, and it's going to be fraught with fraud and complications. A simple tax code that defines simply what income is and what must be reported. And there are no deductions. So you don't get all these people trying to find a deduction here or find a deduction there or take a gray area or have to call the IRS because you don't understand something and the IRS agent obviously doesn't understand and they give you the wrong answer. Next thing you know, you're on the hook. That gets rid of all that stuff. But they won't do it because it means power. The ultimate power over you has to do with money. And it right along, why do you think they made the Obamacare law a tax code? Yeah, it's a tax. And added it into the tax code. Because, folks, it was going to get to the point that if you did not do what the law said, not only would you be breaking the Obamacare law, but you'd also be breaking the tax code. You'd have double jeopardy in my book in that particular case. And trust me, they were looking at that, utilizing and using that kind of stuff, because that's why they wrote the law the way they did. That is why they were talking about, well, we're going to need to add like 10,000 IRS agents, at least to start, to fan across the country to make sure that everybody's complying with the tax code. They don't want to simplify it. And we, the people, are going to have to start demanding that they do and start electing people that will do just that. You know, I love it when they talk about, oh, we have a simple tax form now. You know, one page, it shouldn't take you. And it still takes people an average of over an hour. Because if you have this deduction or you did this year, well, you got to go and fill out this form and you got to fill out that form and you got to attach it here and attach it here from Schedule C, Schedule Z, Schedule this, Schedule that. It's ridiculous. That should not be the case. Now, all of you know what I'm talking about. And I'm sure most of you probably think that you have a simple tax form that you fill out every year, that you have simple taxes. And then you get into, my taxes are going to be simple, going to be easy. And you start getting it and you realize that just about every single deduction that isn't the standard deduction, you got to go fill out another form. And when you get to that form, the instructions tell you, you have to start doing math in order to figure out your deduction, because it isn't usually a straight. I spent $10,000, and it's deductible. And then you go get the form and you fill out. Well, enter this line here, $10,000. Did you do this? No. Okay, subtract this and this and this and add this and subtract. And then you get down to the bottom. Okay, that's my real deduction. In many cases, it's half of what you thought. So your deduction is $5,000. So now you got to go back to your tax form enter the 5,000, not 10,000, 5,000 in that line. And then you say, oh, well, you know, I spent this much in my house, which could be tax deductible. Then you got to go fill out another schedule, another form, and figure out how much of that is actually deductible. It's not easy. And if you make a mistake in an error in math, even if you are using a calculator, you could push the wrong button. It happens. And if you think by using a piece of software you're safe, nuh-uh. Where did, I had this story here. It's in the paper. This is going back a little while, closer to April 15th. There was a story. I'm going to have to try to go by memory. There was a story, I do believe, sometime in April about how fallible. Yes, fallible. I know it's the wrong time of year to tell you this, but there's a story that came out about how fallible all this wonderful software stuff that you can use now to do your taxes can be. And some people were being called to task by the IRS because the software was wrong. You weren't really eligible for this tax deduction. It was this deduction, and it was less than the original deduction. But you plugged in the numbers, and you clicked off the right, the questions, the right answers to the questions, and it gave you this, and you've put that on your and filed it in your e-form, and the IRS says, no, hold on, nope, that's not it. You're wrong. You owe us. So if you think that you're going to get by with just using software, you better think again. Because that's how complicated this mess is. That they can't... Look, if the IRS themselves can't get it right, folks, we got a problem. And we know that the IRS can't get it right. And the IRS often gives wrong answers to questions, which is why the rule is, even if the IRS gives you the answer and fills out the form for you, you're responsible. Now, normally, if you go to a professional, and the professional is wrong and gives you the bad advice, is not that professional held accountable? I mean, you still may be held accountable, but isn't that the professional also held accountable? Oh, yeah. If your tax attorney fills out your taxes and gets it wrong, and maybe there is a little bit of fraud on his part, who's held accountable? You and the tax attorney. If an IRS working for the IRS at the time fills out your tax return and they get it wrong, who's responsible? Oh, just you. This is where they're going to use this conspiracy stuff, because now they're going to start looking at, I often hear Sean Hannity always say, you know what? I tell my tax people, pay more. It's a gray area. Don't take it. Pay more. Now, that's pretty sad for somebody like that to have to say that. But he's right. Because now we're entering dangerous ground here. They're taking this guy Manafort on failure to, just simple tax evasion. And trying to twist it into a complete and total conspiracy. And if you have a conspiracy, now you can just start dropping names into the barrel. Into that conspiracy barrel. Now, conspiracy is a lot more to take to court and to charge than collusion, which in most cases, collusion is not even a crime. But conspiracy, oh, that's a crime. All it takes is two people to commit a conspiracy. They've got one. They think they may be able to tie it into Cohen. That would be two. Conspiracy. Now let's start dropping other names in there. Don Jr. Jared Kushner. And if they do that, what do you think that they're thinking is going to happen to President Trump? He is going to flip out. They think he's going to flip out. And do all kinds of other things like fire Mueller and fire Rosenstein and fire this person and fire that person over there and block the investigation. And then the Democrats are going to have, obstruction of justice. They're This is their thinking, folks. Because Trump, who loves his children like you would not believe, and is proud of his children like you would not believe, would not allow them to go through that. And they think that they will get him to be either to resign or kick out of office. Or they think that it will at least make you, the Trump supporter, see, well, Trump's just a jerk anyway, huh? Well, we're not going to vote for him anymore. That he's going to lose support. No, that won't happen. But that's what they're hoping. That's what they're trying for. And in the meantime, lots of people who are not guilty of conspiracy of any kind, but because they're associated, are going to get drawn into this. And Trump is going to see, you know, friends and work associates and family members get dropped into this Mueller conspiracy investigation. And it's going to tear friendships and families apart. Or Donald Trump will just pull out his pen and say, you know what, I'm just going to start pardoning people. And then after I do that, I'm going to start firing people. And we're going to end this. This is, I have said this before, this needed to have ended long ago. Because if you think that they were going to let it go, I told you they could not let it go. Because they're doing it to themselves, but Democrats are so airheaded and so stupid and so feeble-minded that they don't realize that the longer this investigation goes on, the longer it must go on. Because if they stop, it means they're going to be vulnerable, both at the ballot box and in the courtroom. Because they're the people that have committed all this collusion, this conspiracy, because now you're going to bring in that C word. What do you call it when you have all these people coordinating, trying to keep Donald Trump from getting elected? That's a conspiracy. Remember, it only takes two for there to be the legal definition of conspiracy, folks. Only takes two. But you start dropping in other names and you start putting the picture together. And folks, this is also something that our wonderful government has backed themselves into a corner on, because they came up with all these conspiracy laws to what? To get the mob, the mafia, because they wanted to destroy the mafia. So they came up with all these conspiracy laws. Now, guess who's going to be put under that conspiracy microscope, or should be? And at some point, many of them will, and they know it, which is why they have to keep the Mueller investigation going. Don't doubt me. Up next, Agent 0010 Intel Report.
I'm not Rod Eccles, and I approve this message.
It was just another quiet Saturday at the Johnson home.
Honey, have you seen the hammer?
It's in the garage.
Oh, no, not the garage.
Later that same day...
Dad, I can't find the bicycle pump.
Son, I'm afraid it's in the garage.
The garage?
Then the following Tuesday...
Howard, where's the car?
It's in the garage.
Does your garage look like a giant yard sale without the yard? Do you cringe at the thought of entering your garage? Then you need Crest Garage Cabinets. With one phone call, those wonderful folks at Crest will come out to your home, design the best combination of cabinets for you, and install them quickly and professionally before your very eyes.
It's a miracle.
And unlike other companies who ask for a down payment or money up front, you won't pay a penny until your Crest cabinets are installed to your satisfaction. So call Crest today, toll free at 1-800-548-2848. That's 1-800-548-2848. And you'll never fear going into your garage again.
See that cute little dog in the pet store window? Chances are it came from a puppy mill, a breeding facility that forces caged, neglected, and often sick dogs to churn out puppy after puppy to be sold for profit. Meanwhile, millions of wonderful, healthy pets end up in animal shelters. This leads to the killing of more than 9,000 by the end of today. But with one simple choice, you can help. Just by deciding to adopt instead of purchase your next pet. Animal shelters are full of amazing pets looking for a home. When you adopt your new best friend, not only are you saving a life, you're taking a stand against puppy mills. When your friends see the smart choice and impact you've made, they adopt their next pet and share with five of their friends, who share with five more. Before long, thousands get involved.